Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a good old-fashioned Red Sox pitch fest?
I am. Yes, I am. After last night, I absolutely am. Sacramento A's. You can't lose to the Sacramento A's. No. When you get a performance like that from our guy Todd Early,
I didn't like losing to the Oakland A's.
Right.
Never
the Sacramento
mind.
A's. Inexcusable.
The Sacramento A's. Just an extra.
Not good.
Kick in the nuts.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, this feels like an old-fashioned Red Sox loss. You heard the crowd last night was pissed.
Real mad.
Yeah. Booing. Who were they booing? Who knows? Probably Greg Weissert. Maybe Cora.
Definitely Greg Weissert.
But yeah. The boo when they couldn't come through a million different times with runners on base, starting in the second inning, bases loaded, nobody out, Romy Gonzalez, double play. Other opportunities later in the game. Nick Sogard, did Cora send him? Did he go? Did he just get caught? Booing there. Crowd was restless. Crowd was mad. And I get it. They've lost 6 out of 10. They're only 2.5 up in the wild card.
Teetering.
They've fallen to the number three
wild
card.
Can we say they're teetering?
They are teetering.
Yeah, they wake up as the third wild card team. It's been a long time since they've been the third wild card team. Now, I guess one thing you can say is, well, you got Houston there. Houston just had a pretty significant injury. Did you see that ankle on Yordan?
I actually still haven't seen it. Nick was telling me his ankle was like basically touching the ground.
So he touches home plate, which home plate can be slippery. Home plate's like a bunch of banana peels sometimes when these guys come in. And so he went down to step on home plate, and it was one of those ones where like the side of your ankle ended up like touching the plate.
Nice.
Like your foot just completely like bad. Anyway.
And he's a light man.
That's not a lot of weight on there. So he's going to be out for a little bit. So we'll see what happens with Houston over the final, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks of the season. But they're only 2.5 up on Cleveland, who's won 5 in a row. And you're like, oh, no. Like, and then you add that to the conversation that Cora was having the other day about, like, hey, guys, let's not talk about October yet. And, like, it might not be in the cards. And you're like, oh, are we in the middle of, like, a collapse right now?
So Cora thinks they're teetering. Yeah. I think that's clear.
Yeah.
And you may have liked his comments. I don't mean you, Keith, but
no,
you out there listening may have liked his comments more than I did. I hated them.
Yeah.
But maybe you thought that was an attention getter for his clubhouse. They've not responded. They lose last night 2-1. And Cora was right in the middle of it. So we'll talk about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That is your phone number to vent on the Red Sox. Good day to do it. You can also interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. And do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Big show for you. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Yes, always.
We'll do some Would You Rathers, 11:30-ish. It's on a sliding scale because we're going to be joined in studio today by Jeremy Piven.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I'm a big fan of Piven.
Yeah?
Yeah, a ton of movies that I enjoy.
I hate to have
TV
him in,
movies.
And then you're like, I kind of hate his work.
I hate that. I like him quite a bit.
All right.
And he's in a million things.
He's in more things than I realized.
Yeah.
He's got
no
the show.
Question I'm going to ask. I'm going to give you one question
that
I'm going to ask him.
All right. Should we crowdsource any questions?
Yeah. If you guys have questions for Piven, feel free.
All right.
We might not use them. I got plenty, but feel free to send them in.
Okay.
No, I wonder, because like just going over his like filmography a little bit, what's the most obscure thing that somebody has been like, hey, are you the guy from? Like, I'm sure in the airport he has people coming up to him all the time.
Yeah.
And most of it's probably like Entourage or like Old School, but I bet there's like a random deep cut where he's like, that was me.
I actually wasn't that.
that was a young me. Yeah.
All right, nice. So that's scheduled for 11:15, but it's a sliding scale. Sometime in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Jeremy Piven. On the show today, we have a hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. Mike Vrabel live right around 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for all of it here today on Jones and Keefe. Who are we blaming for last night, Keefe? There's a lot of options. The offense stinks.
Yeah.
They can't hit with runners in scoring position. I think they're now 4-7 since Roman Anthony got injured. Bregman's been terrible. The whole lineup has been terrible. So that's an option. The bullpen, Greg Weissert, we were talking about this before the show. Milo is here with us today. He mentioned this. Greg Weissert came in and blew Peyton Tolley's debut. He came in last night and blew the home debut.
He ruins most nights.
For Connolly early. So Greg Weissert and the bullpen on the list. And then, and you probably know my answer, the manager is on the list for pulling Connolly early. I would say he pulled him a tot early is what he did last night,
Keith. I thought he was a tot early.
He pulled him a tot early. He was at 80 pitches. He made 90 in his debut. I think he could have gone longer in the game. In fact, Cora gave you an answer after the game. We'll play it for you coming up. That acknowledges he believes he could have gone longer in the game. Yep. So who do you blame for last night?
Man, I think they're all pretty good options. I don't think you can whistle past the offense in the lineup scoring one run. Like, they scored one run. Like, you were walking a tightrope, even with the great performance that Early was having. So I would first just say the offense. You know, Trevor Story had three hits. The team had eight. Roman Gonzalez 0 for 5 in the leadoff spot. So, and, you know, even Bregman 0 for 4. So you're 0 for 9, your top two guys in the order. You're not going to win a lot of games that way, you know. And so I then, after that, would probably blame Cora, because I'm not going to blame Weissert, because we know what Weissert is. Like, Weissert, like, you can blame him if you want, but he allows inherited runners all the time. It feels like every time. I was trying to look up the stat exactly how many it is. But every time he comes out there with a guy on second base, you're like, oh, he's coming around to score. And that's why, like, Weissert's ERA on the season is just over 3, because that's his ERA. But he's always adding runs to everybody else.
His cumulative ERA is a little grosser.
It's way worse. So, but I would say with Cora, so I'm not suggesting you pitch early 120 pitches, right? Like, I understand you got to baby some of these guys. His debut, he threw 90 pitches. He had a full week off. He pitched on the 9th and then last night, which was the 16th. So he had a full week off, and he was at 80 pitches. And yeah, okay, there was a base runner, which is rare for him. He'd been dominating the A's to that point. But I thought you would have been better off with him and his success that he's had against the A's so far than bringing in Weissert in that spot.
Nick just told me this in my ear. 7 inherited runners have scored out of 27 this year.
That actually is
it gets low.
Yeah.
That's surprisingly low.
It feels higher than that, but even still, okay.
25% of the inherited runners you get scores?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. No, it's definitely
more than 25.
Good.
Yeah. Even more.
More than 25. Yes,
yeah, bump it up. Yeah. Don't run down, 33.
Over 25. Yeah, knock that up a little bit.
Most. Say most. No, but that's bad.
It's not good.
But, like, that's also, like, do you blame him or do you blame Cora for putting that guy in? For the combination of taking Early out there going with Weissert, who always allows inherited runners.
So, to me, there are two criticisms for Cora last night. One is obvious. He pulled Connolly early, again, a tot early, 80 pitches. Mistake. Like, I blame him. I know not everybody, Lou, wants to do that.
No.
Lou on Twitter last night arguing with people, shockingly not me, but arguing with people last night on Twitter. Oh, you think Cora makes that call? Yeah. Yeah, I think he makes that call.
What, to pull early or to put in Weissert?
To
both?
Pull early. He definitely makes the call on who to go to, which is the second piece. But let me just hear from Cora after the game. Why did you pull Connolly early when you did?
That's what? Is it more about matchup or pitch count?
It's about the guy that is hitting.
You came in tonight with Early on, like, a hard limit of 21 batters. Didn't want him to see Rooker the third time, or?
No, the game will dictate what we do. You know, that's a good big leaguer that, you know, hits, you know, lefties really well, and the other guys have to do his job.
So he could go longer there if it wasn't the matchup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, he could have. All right. He went 90 pitches in his first start.
Yeah.
You just said, Keith, he hadn't pitched in 7 days. He had 6 off days. He hadn't pitched in a week. It was the same team, same pitching matchup. He pitched last Tuesday, and then he pitched last night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He made 90 pitches in his first outing. So, and that was, they pulled him when he was in his MLB debut, and they were up 6-0, and he flew out to the West Coast with the team. Like, there were a lot of other mitigating factors where if that were a closer game, maybe you could have leaned on him more in that one.
Right.
Last night, that situation, you definitely could have. So the obvious thing you'd criticize Cora is for pulling him after 80 pitches. The less obvious one, and you just hit on it, and I think this is equally Cora's fault. What, you had your hands tied and you had to go to Greg Weiser?
He's the only guy.
That's the only righty in the bullpen?
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
So look, it was early to go to Whitlock. I'm not begging for you to go to Whitlock there. You could have, but I'm not asking for that. Slayton came in. He's more of a ground ball pitcher. I probably trust him more with inherited runners on base, though I guess we could dig into that number. And he hasn't been great. He looked great in the seventh inning. There were other options. There were other guys you could have gone to. And then you could have given Weissert a clean seventh. You could have gone to Toley or one of your younger arms in the seventh inning, depending on how the lefties lined up. I think there's two things you criticize Cora for. And the reason I go with him over the offense is he knows his offense sucks right now. He knows they're not scoring right now. You can't F around and give up a run or two because you may not get him back. So stick with the guy who is mowing down the stupid Sacramento A's. He's done it now in two straight starts.
I was going to say he's dominated. He went 10 scoreless innings against them. And then you have him out there. He gets another out. And then because there's a base runner on, you're like, all right, we got to get him out of there. And it really wasn't a pitch count thing. You know, you could have seen what he would have done with the next hitter or two is what I would have done. And then, like, put it on him. He had a great performance. I don't know how you have a lot of confidence in Weiser. Not in that situation anyway. And so, yeah, I think that was a big letdown. That was a mistake on his part. It doesn't fix the fact that you scored one run. You know, like, that's brutal. And, you know, an okay starter on the other side who didn't even pitch that long into the game, so you're already into their bullpen, and still you're able to scrape together one run. Like, that's not good enough.
So, I agree, but I feel pretty good about Whitlock in the eighth and Chapman in the ninth, right?
Feel amazing about those guys, even with the recent hiccup.
And I know Chapman just blew a game against
even
the A's.
Still.
But I feel pretty good against those two. So now I need to figure out five outs in the middle of the game. That's what the manager's for. I can put Whitlock out there in the eighth. No brainer. I can put Chapman out there in the ninth when you're up a run.
The sixth and the seventh. What do you do?
The whole thing about your manager is tiptoeing through those five outs. All right, the offense stinks. They're not scoring. How do you get those five outs? He failed. He completely and totally failed last night.
Uh-huh.
And earmuffs Lou, I apologize to everybody out there, but that's on the manager. So when people say, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Roman Anthony got hurt. Breslow traded away the team's quote-unquote, I see this all the time on Twitter, best player in Rafael Devers. Okay, fine. All those things happen. It's Breslow's fault. They couldn't get five outs in the middle innings last night. That's on Cora. That's
on
why
Cora.
You lost.
Yeah. No, 100%. And that's why it's funny because people were talking about the other comment that Cora made recently where he was like, hey, if you told us we were going to be in this spot in spring training, like I would have taken it. It's like, okay, fine. Maybe you would have. But if I told you that with 6 weeks to go in the season, you had a six-game lead for the wild card and you blew that, what would you say then? So that's why, like, Lou Maloney is, and I like Lou, let me preface that, but he's fighting everybody on Twitter because that's how many people are mad about it. That's how many people are pointing to Alex Cora, because what else are you going to point to at this point?
Hey, shut up!
He has more bad seasons than good seasons, right? He does. Alex Cora way more bad seasons than good
seasons. He's made the playoffs twice.
Right.
Anyone could have made it with the team in 2018.
I was going to say, the 2018 was an absolute wagon. Now, so he gets credit for it, and that's great, but that's also a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know that everybody wins with that team. I'll give Cora some credit on that, but everybody makes it with that team.
Yeah.
2021, he gets more credit, but yeah, he's made the playoffs twice as manager of the Red Sox.
Yeah. He's like last place finishes in there, just mess. And really, for the most part, second half collapses. Right, and usually it starts earlier. They've had so many bad Augusts. That was something we highlighted during the trade deadlines.
They usually have
a bad trade deadline, which is on the GMs, but then that snowballs into just bad on-the-field results.
And I think when they're doing well, we give Cora credit. Cora, I'm
willing to
do
this. He started out terribly, and then he did turn it around.
We gave him credit for August. We're like, good. We didn't know how his team would do in August. It generally sucks. We gave him credit for his August. And now, if I'm going to give him credit for August, I need to give him some blame for what's going on in September. I don't think he's impervious to criticism. I know a lot of people think it's all baseball ops, Breslow made that decision. People hate Breslow, and that's fine. I have a more favorable view of Breslow. I'm Bres Pro, if you will. But if you think it's all about baseball ops, then I don't get how you can like Cora as a manager. I heard Wiggy and Curtis talking about this morning. It's a great point. If you think baseball ops makes all these decisions,
yeah.
you don't need to pay Cora $7 million a year. I can't give him credit for anything. I can't give him blame for anything. So what exactly does he do? If he doesn't do that, what does he do? And if he doesn't do anything, I'm pretty sure you can fire him if this team collapses.
Yeah, he couldn't get, you know, Rafael Devers to play the field. He couldn't get, you know, so that was one thing. But then we've all, I think, moved past that. And because they finally did call up the young guys, that kind of saved it for him. You know, like Roman Anthony was so good. And now that Anthony's down, that's where they've really run into this issue. And so I think some will try to excuse it away. I'm guessing lose one of these guys. They'll be like, well, what do you want? You know, what do you want? He's out. You know, Roman Anthony's out. Look at the lineup. How many games is he supposed to win? It's like, yeah, but you had a big lead. One of the teams chasing you down was basically a seller, and their closer was fixing games.
It's a great point.
So, like, that team's going to be – like, there's three wild cards. This isn't, you know, 20 years ago where there's one wild card and you lose out to the Yankees and Aaron Judge. That's not what it is anymore. Like, there's plenty of spots. You don't even have to be that good to get into the playoffs. And it just seems like there's been too many times where they've had a chance and they've fallen way out of it. Or in this case, you're now trying to protect this big lead with weeks to go. And, okay, I understand Roman Anthony. You also have three of the seven best American League pitchers this year, or however you want to break it down. Best closer. You have the best setup man. You have Alex Bregman. You have a 30-30 guy.
Trevor Story's having a career Red Sox career year.
Yeah, Red Sox career year.
Bregman was an all-star.
30 swipes.
Duran was an all-star a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, let's not pretend they have no talent. Right. You lost Roman Anthony. That sucks. Let's not pretend they have no talent. There's enough to limp into the postseason, and then let's see what happens. So people seem angry about last night. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Who do you blame for last night's loss? Why do you blame them for it? And furthermore, is this team going to make it? Now, Keith, we got a text earlier at 617-779-7937. Like, guys, what's the point? Even if they get in, they're not going anywhere.
I disagree.
So I also disagree.
I wildly disagree.
All you got to do is get in. It's the baseball playoffs. But let's say they go nowhere once they get there. They still better get their asses in the playoffs and not collapse and miss it.
Now, that's like the ultimate like loser's mentality. It's like, don't even make it.
They won't win it anyway. Who cares?
That's a nihilist. Sir or ma'am, you're a nihilist. But no, if they get in, I'm with you. Like, the offense is going to be tough to come by. But you go into a series with Crochet, Bayo, Giolito, I'll take that.
Me too.
I'll take that. The 2013 Red Sox won it with less. The 2013 Red Sox won it with Ortiz. That was their offense. The
2023 Diamondbacks made the World Series being 84-78.
Right. And it was like Corbin Carroll and
Ketel Marte, and that's really, and that's when Zach Gallen was good. But
yeah, right. But like, yeah, they didn't have much. So anyway, I disagree with that. Like, you have to get in. Because I still don't look at like the Blue Jays or the Yankees, or now that Yordan Alvarez is hurt, the Astros or the Tigers, like, you're going to guarantee any of those teams are winning the American League?
The Red Sox still, even racking up losses like they have of late, they're still second in the AL in run differential. Now, you could say
the Red Sox are, yeah. I was just looking this up,
you
too.
Could say a
the
lot
Guardians
of that,
are a minus 29,
yeah.
And they're chasing you down.
You could say a lot of that got racked up with a healthy Roman Anthony, and you're not wrong. But they are still a high-end pitching team. You still have three good starters and a lights-out back end of the bullpen. The job is figuring it out in the middle when you have the lead. Yeah. And I know it was only one run, and that sucks, but guess what? I don't think you're going to score a ton of runs lately until you get Abreu back, and hopefully someday, fingers crossed, ALCS if you get there, Roman Anthony back. You might not score a bunch of runs in the meantime. The job is still to win. The job isn't just to shrug at the end of the game and go, well, Roman Anthony's hurt. What am I supposed to do? You're supposed to tiptoe through the middle innings, and you didn't. So I'm looking squarely at him, and I'll stand by what I said over the weekend. If I'm not projecting they're going to, they still probably, Keith, have to win five games down the stretch.
Yeah. It depends on what the Guardians do.
If they
I
win
guess,
five out of 11, the Guardians got to win 8 out of 11. And I know they're red hot.
They won five in a row.
I think you got to win like five. And you should get in. You'll limp
five
in.
Five or six.
It won't be pretty.
Yeah.
None of us will feel great about it.
Seven or eight. Good call.
Somewhere in there. None of us will feel great about it.
Yeah.
But that's what I think you got to do to get in. If you can't do that, if you can't, the manager should be the number one person we're looking at.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.